This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Okay, today's episode we got... I'm going to be talking about the Great Pyramids of Egypt and mosquitoes. Obviously, the mosquitoes probably... I don't know, maybe somebody else has a conspiracy theory about mosquitoes, but... Pyramids, I am not the first one to come up with a conspiracy theory about that. Okay, I'll start off with the mosquitoes. So basically, if you've ever, like, seen a mosquito up close, I don't know if you have, but, like, the eyes, they are perfect hexagons. It is so creepy. I mean, I understand why bees, like, make their, like, honeycomb, like, hexagons, because it's, like, more sturdy, but, like, mosquitoes, I feel like that's just, like, I don't know, maybe, I don't know, I think the mosquitoes is just, like, an alien thing, it's, like, to spy on us, to, like, because I feel like the aliens are, have, like, more advanced technology than us, so they can, like, send out, like, tons and tons and tons of, mosquitoes so they can try to erase the human population, because I think that's because these like aliens are trying to kill the humans but they don't want to do it like but like these are this is like their best weapon. That's what I think it is. So basically these mosquitoes are sending up these aliens are sending out mosquitoes with like deadly diseases. For example, the yellow fever is like carried on mosquitoes. That is one instance of them trying to kill us. I'm pretty sure they saw us as like too powerful and we were like advancing too fast or something, so they decided that it was our time to go we have been alive for too long, so they tried to wipe us out. Obviously we survived that, but who knows, maybe there's another thing. There's also countless of other diseases carried on mosquitoes. I can't list them off the top of my head. I mean, who can? Who wants to listen? Who wants to know? Who memorizes diseases that can be carried from mosquitoes? Like, I mean, yellow fever. I mean, I can just kind of think of that because I know that was carried by mosquitoes. But yeah, it's just like those like. Hexagonal eyes. They seem so, like, weirdly weird, I guess. Just, like, off. And also, all, like, the, like, furry hair and stuff on their, like, legs, I guess. Which makes them kind of look like a weird spider. It's an antenna. And the reason they need so many of them is because these aliens are probably from, like, some other galaxy. And they need to shoot out some rays or something. That's also why mosquitoes give off heat, because I'm pretty sure they do that. It's the infrared trying to get to the other galaxy. Communicating with the other galaxy. But... I think the aliens are going to probably invent some new tech soon because mosquitoes are not that big of a deal. Also, the mosquitoes bite. I don't know. I guess that's them trying to get it into us. But, like, why make them bite us when there's no disease being carried on them? Like, I've been bitten by mosquitoes. I don't have yellow fever. Like, why not just, like, make all mosquitoes have, Like, why not make all your robots have a gun instead of having half of your robots have a gun? Like, think of it like that. Like, if you have your entire army, why send out people in your army that don't have weapons to fight? Just, is it trying to make it seem mosquitoes more normal or something? That's probably the case. And that's why they arm only some of their mosquitoes that they send out with deadly diseases. But, yeah, they're probably going to send out some new crazy tech soon. Animals. Also, pyramids. Crazy things about the pyramids. They're, like, so big. They weigh so much. And also, they're, like, aligned with constellations. It's crazy. And also, how would the ancient Egyptians align them, like, really close to the constellations? Why would you want to do that with somebody's grave? Especially when it takes so much to build it. Like, I guess, like, and also I don't, they couldn't have built those. Like, one of those blocks must have taken, like, if you were to do it, like, 100 people to move. Which is, like, crazy. And it, like, their sourcing must have been from so far. Like, how would they have let them over there? Like, the logistics to get them the limestone bricks to the place. Like, it's not possible. The aliens must have came to our place, to Earth. Then they probably deployed some of the mosquitoes and stuff. Obviously, yes, these are connected. They deployed all the mosquitoes. And they probably were, like, updating the mosquitoes from the galaxy, like, adding, like, software updates, sort of, to the mosquitoes. Like, that's how they added yellow fever and other stuff like that. And also, like, the pyramids were... The pyramids, the coordinates of, like, one of the pyramids, I cannot remember, is, like, perfectly aligned with the, like, down to, like, the very, very decimal, which, I mean, it's not that crazy, because, like, we kind of, the top, like, the tip of the pyramid is down to the very decimal of how fast light travels, like, kind of crazy. So, yeah, which makes me think that the aliens are obviously using some sort of spaceship that can travel at the speed of light, because, I mean, why else would you make it in that exact spot? Also, if I were an alien, why would I want to do it in the middle of a desert? Like, why not do it in, like, some place that, like, isn't just sand? I guess maybe it sticks out more, because, like, there's a bunch of Mayan temples, which probably were also built by aliens, but they're... I guess a little more feasible, but like those are like there's these like massive civilization of these like crazy temples, but they were like all hidden under some trees and stuff, and like no one found it until they did like a scan of a forest at one point, and then they finally found it. So that's probably why they built it in the desert, because I mean, having a big like triangle stand out in the desert is kind of obvious. So yeah, that wasn't that much for this episode. I mean, it's only like 7 minutes. Jeez, I need to think of better topics to speak about. But yeah, it's been 7 minutes, but I don't know. I'm now turning close to 8, but I don't know. That's like the ideal length of a YouTube video. But anyway, please download this. It'd help me a lot. I don't know. Thanks. I mean, by help me a lot, it doesn't matter. I'm paying to get to put this up on RRS. It's kind of stupid to say that. Maybe, like, make it cost a little less to put it up on Spotify. But, I mean, like, I'm not making any profit from this. I mean, what does it matter? It doesn't cost much. It costs, like, $10. I'm not gonna listen every, like, 2 months. So, whatever. Yeah. Goodbye. Oh wait, also I actually kind of forgot about something. I do have something to talk about. It kind of actually totally just popped into my mind. There's this theory about how the Earth is hollow. This can be quick, but it originated a while back in 2014, when like scientists discovered this like, massive reservoir of water like underneath our underneath Earth. I don't really like this theory. I don't agree with it. But basically, like, this water is kind of like, you know, like, whenever you, like, have a sponge and you fill it up with water and, like, you don't see, like, the water sloshing around. It was just, like, kind of like that. Just, like, within a rock, within a big rock. And also, this reservoir was, like, three times as big as our entire ocean, all of our oceans combined. So, yeah, it's a lot of water. But basically, somehow this sparked an idea in some conspiracy theorists' mind that somehow the Earth has another Earth inside it. It's, like, hollow, and there's another Earth inside the Earth. And that's, like, where the other Earth gets all their water from. Which I guess makes sense, I guess, somehow. But, like, it is kind of crazy how, like, we know more about the surface of our moon than the surface beneath our oceans, like underground. Like, we have, like, the deepest we've ever gone underground is, like, maybe 20 miles deep. Like, it's kind of crazy. Like, we have not gone anywhere underneath it. So, anyway, that's the end of the episode. I already said a bunch of stuff until this came into my mind, so...